Okay, good morning everybody. So we were working on the Seder HaBrachos, which the Rambam says, as we're familiar with, is L'Hadla K'nirishol Chanukah, Shas Anisim Avoseinu, and then the She'achiyanu. And a bit of the Chiddush that the Rambam has is Chol HaRoah Shelo Birich, and this is countered by the Rashba, as quoted by the Magid Mishnah, which really sounds like, even if somebody lived for you at home, but you haven't recited this Bracha, Shas Anisim Avoseinu Bayimim Mehem Ezman Azeh, or perhaps somewhat less of a Chiddush that you're going to light later yourself, nonetheless, the Rambam Shita is again, and it's disputed by many of the Rishonim, is that b'chol aro b'lo birich, you would say immediately the Shas Anisim Lavasinu v'yimim ayim bezman hazeh. So at one level, we tried to make the argument yesterday that the Shas Anisim Lavasinu v'yimim ayim bezman hazeh should be a visceral reaction to seeing Neros Chanukah. So again, if you already recited that bracha that night, so you already had that visceral reaction. But if you haven't recited that bracha, even if it's detached from your own personal kiyam ha-mitzvah, the Rambam maintained that there was still a chiyuv to recite this bracha. Now, to go a step further in terms of the Seder HaBrachos, Zagos Maimonios quotes the minhag of his Rebbe, the Maharam Rutenberg, which was particularly fascinating. The Rambam does not relate to Haneros Halalu, but the minhag of the Maharam Rutenberg was different than the Rambam in two fundamental respects. So obviously you start with L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, but then you insert immediately Haneros Halalu. This is based on Masechta Sof from the second chapter, according to the Girsa that the Maharam Rutenberg had. So you immediately say Haneros Halalu. Many of us have the minhag to say it after one is done with all of the brachos. And then, according to the Masechta Sofrim, which became the basis for the Maharam Rutenberg's minhag, then one would say the Shehechiyanu, and then Shas Anisim Avoseinu. So again, two differences. Haneros Halalu playing a role altogether, immediately after the Berachas HaMitzvah, then the inversion of Shehechiyanu, and Shas Anisim Lavasinu B'Yimayim Bezman Hazeh. So I asked Rabbi Adler what the Rav said about that, and he said that this minhag of the Maharam was based on the idea that, you know, everybody lights candles, but when it comes to Neros Chanukah, I'm now putting it in my own language, but I think the idea is, since the Rambam maintains, based on the Gemara that we've been developing, Kivon V'Asayim Yom Tovim B'Halol V'Hoda, that the Neros Chanukah are Chavtza Shel Halol V'Hoda, effectively, as the Rambam himself said, Laharos Ulagalos Hanes, that's why you're lighting these candles. So you want to make a declarative statement, this is the Rav's interpretation, that these candles are not just any candles for light, but Haneros Halalu Kodesh Heim Ve'elan Rishus Yishtamish Bam L'Rosam Bilvad B'chdei L'Hodos Halalu L'Shem Chahagadol. So that's a declarative statement. Then once you've made that declarative statement, so then the Shehechiyanu would come, because Shehechiyanu is always mitzuraf to the mitzvah that's being performed. Shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'yinu l'zman hazeh. And then there's a separate din in the Maharam Rutenberg's conception of the Birchas HaRe'iyah. Then you have to say, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu did nisim then, a Kaddish Baruch Hu can do nisim now. Shas nisim avasini v'yimim ha'im b'zman hazeh. So that might be the conceptual architecture, the approach of the Maharam Rutenberg. But what about the Rambam? So I'd like to suggest the following. Does the Rambam disagree fundamentally? Perhaps the Rambam had the same basic scheme. I'm just addressing this very tentatively, but I would speculate as follows, that maybe the Rambam basically agreed to the same conceptual architecture. After all, he too agrees that the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is b'chdei laharos u'lagalos hanei. So if that it's based on the word that the Gemara used, kivan v'asam yomim tovim behalol v'hoda. And as we'll see in a moment, the Rambam has clearly integrated the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah and the mitzvah of Halal, because the Rambam considers them part of one mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and we're going to continue to discuss that. Right? The Rambam said there's only one mitzvah midivrei sofrim here. He previously said that Halakas HaNeros is the mitzvah midivrei sofrim. He's about to go on to say that Halal is the mitzvah midivrei sofrim. So clearly the Rambam would also, in principle, need some kind of a declarative statement that these Neros that we just lit are not just any candles, but they relate to a Nes. Maybe for the Rambam, that function is achieved by which bracha? Shas Anisim Lavoseinu by Yamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. In other words, it integrates into the Birchas HaMitzvah, and then you say Shehechiyanu on all of it. So for the Rambam, is it possible to make the suggestion that the same role that Haneros Halalu plays for the Maharam is precisely the role that Shas Anisim Lavoseinu plays for the Rambam? In which case, then it makes a lot of sense to say the Shas Anisim Lavoseinu by Yamim Ahim Hazeh, and then to say the Shehechiyanu. We know the placement of Shehechiyanu should really be done after the aspect that really is new. That's why in the second night of Sukkot, we flip it, right? That the Shehechiyanu would come before the Leishev Basukkah. Many people have this practice, not everybody, because we really believe that the mitzvah Yishiva Sukkah no longer relates to the Shehechiyanu. So do the Shehechiyanu beforehand. But again, if the Rambam maintains that the Shas and Nisan Lavasin of Imayim Azmanazah is directly linked to the Hadlik Neros of Chanukah, insofar as it clarifies why are we lighting these Neros? Because it was a Nes, and God willing, we'll have Nisim in the future. So then it really achieves the role of Haneros Halalu. Maybe that can justify the Rambam's omission of Haneros Halalu and the fact that he thinks Shas and Nisan Lavasinu will precede the Birchas Shehachianu. God willing, we'll pick it up there on Monday with a discussion of the role that Halal plays.